stove was on, we used that on in the kitchen, you know. But those were on ball and stuff, we used that in the yard, the ball clothes and stuff.
Oh. And what do you call a container that you, a small container that you put a flower in, you keep in the house?
Canister.
Any other words?
No, that's all.
How about, is that different from a vase?
Yeah.
How would you use a vase?
A vase?
Uh-huh.
What you talking about, a flowers vase?
Uh-huh.
Well, you only use that for flowers.
How about, what do you call the eating utensils? The stuff, you know, the stuff you eat with.
What, silvers?
Uh-huh. And then individual ones?
A fork, a spoon, a knife.
If the dishes are all dirty, you say it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper,
we have to wash dishes.
Uh-huh. And after she washes the dishes, then she...
Put it away in the cabinet.
And when you wash the water off, what do you call it?
Rinse the dishes.
Uh-huh. And what do you call the cloth or rag you use in washing the dishes?
A dish rag, a dish towel.
And the one for drying dishes?
Is a dish towel.
Is there a difference between...
Well, yes, the dish rags are smaller, and the dish towel.
What do you call a small square of terry cloth or some kind of cloth that you use in bathing your face?
Oh, wash rags.
And after bathing, what do you use to dry yourself?
Towel.
And what do you turn on at the water pipe at the kitchen sink?
Faucet.
And if it was really cold a couple of nights ago, if it was so cold that our water pipes
burst.
Do you ever buy flour in a very large amount? Used to buy flour in a...
Now my mom and them used to buy flour in 25 pounds sack of flour. But now I only buy 5 pounds at a time.
Do you ever buy it in a large wooden container?
No, I never buy flour. Once upon a time, they say, Mama said flour used to come in barrels of flour, but that's not today. You don't see that now.
How about molasses? Would they come in? Do you ever remember?
No, I don't remember anything about molasses.
How about lard?
The lard used to come in wooden peel of lard. Then it used to be loose lard.
How would you get loose lard? Did you have to bring your own?
No, just like, my mom and I used to buy loose lard. They used to go to the store and buy it, and they just dip it up out of the peel and give you the amount you want. But now you get it all in the can separate, but around then, let me see, 32 and 33, lard used to come and peel.
What is that thing that helps you pour water into a narrow mouth bottle?
Faucet. I'm not a faucet. What you call them, a furrow?
Uh-huh. And when you're driving a buggy, when people used to drive a buggy,
drive buggy now in the country.
Yeah, what do they use to urge them to go faster, the horse?
Yep.
And if you were to buy fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in a bag. What kind of bag?
Paper bag.
And